Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preaching Matters, A Praxis for Preachers. Deborah lives in Oregon, and her preaching is entitled A Preaching in Which the Word Coronavirus Does Not Appear, But You'll Know Where It Fits, If You So Choose.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot accept because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, because he remains with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you. In a little while the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live and you will live. On that day you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him. The Gospel of the Lord. My first real job was as a cashier at a pizza parlor. I had just turned 16, and they made me wear a highly ridiculous pizza girl uniform. But I was still vain enough not to wear my glasses, which turns out to be too bad because I am very nearsighted, and that's not a good quality in a cashier. One day, for example, a customer came in during the slow time before lunch, so I put on a courteous pizza girl smile and kept smiling until the customer got so close to the counter that I realized this wasn't any ordinary guy. It was my dad. Well, Dad said right away, "Did you not recognize me?" He'd known I was nearsighted, but I don't think he knew how much so, and neither did I guess, until that moment. But he'd known immediately that something wasn't right. How? Because courteous pizza girl smile is not the same as beloved daughter smile. Sometimes I think these days that I'm giving the Holy Spirit a courteous pizza girl smile. Yeah, I'm Catholic, Holy Spirit, Paraclete, Advocate, blah, blah, cue courteous smile. And in today's gospel, Jesus has me totally figured out when he points out that the world doesn't accept the advocate because it doesn't see the advocate. Ow! But the advocate seems hard sometimes to recognize. Where do we find this advocate in a world where the vulnerable people suffer most from whatever economic crisis or natural disaster or general oppression comes along? A world where environmental degradation is endemic and irreversible, a world where conflicting ideology shows itself in the tension between mask wearers and mask abstainers, between those who will follow the one-way aisle signs in the grocery store and those who won't. Maybe the advocate has gone missing. Or maybe I need to put on my glasses. So I offer this metaphor in case it helps you too. I'm naming these glasses Faith-Filled Living, the integration of our love for God and God's for us, lived out, as today's gospel says, through Jesus' commandments. Everyone, if we wear these glasses, the advocate is visible in the diligent, endless work of parents and teachers, in the ongoing operation of food banks and charities, in the hard-to-maintain patience and sacrifice of families, in communities who still gather virtually to worship and pray and go forth in mission, in the conversations of people who, even though they disagree, keep speaking rationally and working together. In all of these, and so many more, the Trinitarian God is revealed to us, and we see that the Advocate is not only visible, but active and followable. Because the Advocate isn't some kind of substitute who shows up because we have to replace this vanished Jesus. Rather, the Advocate, whom Jesus calls the Spirit of Truth, is the person of the Trinity who shows us, living in this post-Easter world, the truth of God's love for us and the truth of Jesus' life, death, resurrection, and continued presence among us. Glasses on, we see that. So friends, the world needs you. Keep doing things. We proclaim Christ with our words of faith and love, and we proclaim him with our patience, our generosity, every single thing we do, big or small, to bring healing and right to God's beautiful world, even when it's hard. Because when we see and know the Spirit of Truth, we also know that we're not just courteous pizza girls or boys, but beloved daughters and sons.